USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump was very upset after watching the viral video that shows a white police officer kneeling on the neck of George Floyd, an unarmed African-American man handcuffed. McEnany telling Fox News the president took action.
This man deserves justice, as the president noted yesterday in his tweet. He's directed the FBI to get to the bottom of this, because we should never, ever, ever have to watch a tape like that again. It was appalling.
Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is not happy with the new proxy voting rules in the House.
It was a historical week. A week we have not seen in the 231 years of history of this chambers. For the first time, the Democrats have now allowed proxy voting.
McCarthy telling reporters that it's clearly unconstitutional. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
The number of first-time unemployment claims is still in the millions. The Labor Department is reporting more than 2 million Americans sought initial jobless benefits last week. That brings the total up to nearly 41 million Americans over the past 2.5 months. Those numbers suggest a quarter of the workforce has lost jobs during the pandemic. A 5-day manhunt is over for a man accused of killing 2 people in Connecticut. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A multi-state manhunt for a man accused of 2 Connecticut murders ending last evening with his arrest in Hagerstown, Maryland. State police there announcing in a tweet that 23-year-old Peter Manfredonia had been apprehended there without incident. They say they will release more details today. There are reports that Manfredonia was believed to have arrived in the Hagerstown area by Uber back on Tuesday, and that he was arrested last night at a truck stop in Hagerstown.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Trump administration says it could no longer certify Hong Kong's political autonomy from China, a move that could trigger sanctions. As USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he's officially notified Congress that Hong Kong is, in effect, no longer autonomous from mainland China. Pompeo is required under a law granting Hong Kong special trading status to certify that it retains a degree of freedom and independence from China under the One Nation, Two Systems arrangements. It's been in effect since 1997, when Britain placed its former colony under Chinese rule. But after the Chinese Communist Party last week proposed a far-reaching new security law targeting pro-democracy protesters and foreign influences in Hong Kong, Pompeo told Congress he could no longer certify the city's autonomy.
Speaking of sanctioning, the United States is also talking about sanctioning China over their handling of the coronavirus, which originated from Wuhan. And Republican Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana says he'd be on board with that.
Look, we have to face the facts with China. First, it's important to distinguish between the people of China and the Chinese Communist Party, which is populated by thugs. Number two, you can't trust the Chinese Communist Party, ever. I wouldn't turn my back on them if they were 2 days dead.
Kennedy speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.